Oh, I got the alert. I didn't expect this. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Here's a special holiday edition Victory Light, a hot spanking bag of Montenegro, you know what I'm saying? Straight for your veins. Holiday edition. We are talking about broad holiday topics, best of 2025, because we're going into 26, baby. And we're going into 26 real hot. We got a lot of things lined up for y'all, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say what, but it's a lot of bells and whistles, y'all. A lot of cool content, a lot of fire shit for you to lock in with. So lock in with us, subscribe, hit that button, do all the things, rewatch old episodes to hold you over, because this one is going to bang. You know what I'm saying? It's going to reverberate. It's going to shake the table. Don't go nowhere. You heard? Holla.
A Victory Light. A Victory Light.
Yeah. Hey, yo. Those cheeks. Imagine I was a slave. It was me clapping his cheek. No.
Yeah. That can't be it.
That's a really Christmas special.
Oh my god.
But it's like, I'm tired of you niggas, man. I'm tired of you niggas.
Dios mío, la cosa se cambia. Hey,
yo, if you listen to audio only, man, you better tap it with that video right now.
Right, not now, but right now.
Yeah.
Wow. Yo, oh my God.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad. Happy holiday to you.
You know what I'm saying? Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all who celebrate. And Merry Christmas to all the Dominican women named Merry Christmas Hernandez.
Merry Christmas Hernandez. Merry Christmas, Santiago de los Santos, Becali, Belki, you know, shout out to all of y'all. Mm-hmm. You know what this is, because you were probably waiting for it, baby. It's Victory Light. We'll carry the flame of Victory Light. This is what it came out of you with Direct Fight, baby. That is Rainy Ovalle, god damn it.
Yes, sir.
The rap god, yap god, you love him. You love him, you want to kiss his mouth.
It's true.
That's Liz Bell Ortiz, La Matadana, the super bitch of New York City.
Y'all.
Super, with a capital S, you know what I'm saying? You want to kiss a dude, but be careful, you know what I'm saying? Ask first.
Yeah, you don't have to ask me, I'm a freak.
You can just swoosh the homie.
Yeah, you can just swoosh the homie in the staircase.
That's crazy.
In 2009.
Yo, of course.
I miss
you know what
him.
Yo.
Shout out him.
Yo, and shout out to Min, you know what I'm saying? The goddamn super producer. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, round of applause, you know what I'm saying? Making shit shake. You know what I mean? Like Rainy Cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
And
yo, hold the on. Cutoff is crazy.
Don't put that on me.
Don't put that on me. Yo, shout out to, of course, the man who makes it sound very sexy. Hassan Insane.
We are Hassan Insane.
Carry the flame. Yo, shout out to Victor Tutto Bene in Italia.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And shout out to Redacted. You know what I'm saying? Queens get the money. But don't say that if you're just the son of a Greek diner.
Yeah.
Owner.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to be really from the trenches to say that shit. We had a discussion about that off camera. That's why I said that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all probably like, Mero, you're so fried. What does that have to do with anything? It's off camera conversations that we have that you are going to be privy to in the new year.
Oh, shit.
Mm?
Oh, God.
Mm.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. Say, Eric. Yo, chill. Let the jazzy fade in 2025. Yo, I was in the Jabuddin. I want to eat jazzy fade in 2025.
Yeah.
Yo, listen, but like, you know, as Augustus told y'all, it is the holidays. You know what I'm saying? It's the holiday season. And whoop-dee-doo, diggity-dog, and around the clock.
What the fuck?
I don't know, yo. I'm sorry. The Christmas music started. Now all I hear it everywhere. It's not just me. It can't be. It's not just me. I know you're going into fucking Marshalls and you just hear fucking. I'll be rocking around the gym.
I've been in the crib listening to Dipset, bro.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Nah, I've been in the crib rap. Like I've been lamenting over getting these gifts. I still haven't got no gifts, bro.
Yeah. Well, that's normal.
I got it. Like, I thought I had mad time because I started. You know what the issue is? You start thinking about getting gifts in like October.
Yeah.
Like the second, like Halloween day, I was like, all right, Now we on Christmas mode. I don't even think I skip Thanksgiving, bro.
Yeah, no.
Like in my head, it's just like a big dinner at the house.
Yes.
Okay.
That's very boyish for you both to say.
It is.
Oh, big dinner at the house. Okay, cool. I'm immediately in Christmas mode. Now it's the 22nd, and I'm like, oh shit, fuck.
Yeah. Actually, you know what's crazy? Exactly. I mean, thank you for identifying the toxic masculinity in play here. See, it's because it's true. As dudes, like, to me, Thanksgiving is just like, yo, I got a carbo load to shop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I got to mentally prepare myself, fill up on protein.
Yeah. Dunk this turkey in a vat of acid in my apartment.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all that, deep fry it, eat it so that I have the energy to sustain me every time I swipe the fucking credit card and start sweating. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on fucking trial for triple homicide because I don't know what the fuck is going on. You know? But I think, honestly, my favorite part of Christmas is that everybody's off. Like, most people are off. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're an essential worker, so shout out to y'all. Meaning you work retail. You know what I'm saying? If you work retail,
God bless.
I'm sorry to that man.
Can you imagine? Because I used to work with the public a few years ago, but think about it now, bro. People are so much worse.
Yo.
Yeah.
And they're so annoying, too.
Yeah, they're mad annoying. What I look forward to most is going to the Target on Hutchison Parkway and running into that one South American manager who be fly as fuck in the Target colors, bro. He be so flea, bro. I don't know his name, but if you know who I'm talking about and you be at the Target on the Hutch and you see him, he has like, he be having, he got like the Target version of the Thriller jacket.
No.
Like, and he be putting fits together, bro.
Bro, that's
and They be all thematic. They all match the holiday. Yeah. So I know he got some Christmas cotton balls on his shit right now, bro. I know he in the Target back room. He's smoked duck. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to bro, man.
Yo, that's ill because like I saw like a clip of that of some dude. Like it was like a edit of different delivery people dropping shit off to like a condo building or whatever. Mm. And they had like a little package, like container, like some shit was like, yo, put the packages in here. Bro, there was niggas running up there talking about, yo, I got your package, nigga, fuck this. I'm gonna take this thing out the gate. Yo, but just throwing the shit, kicking it, whatever. Then the UPS guy comes, he's like, Well, FedEx sucks. They don't care about you.
Oh.
Well, he's like, DHL sucks. They don't care about you. Amazon, they fucked suck, dude. They don't care about you. Good thing UPS is here to save the day. Bro went straight to the camera with it, and I was just like, this is AI.
Yeah. It's either AI or it's UPS propaganda.
Propaganda, that's both.
I feel like a lot of these motherfuckers, they be like, yo, put on a suit, go to somebody fucking, go to my house.
Uh-huh.
I'll get you from the Ring camera. They got new tactics, bro, to sell you shit.
Yep.
Also, companies do be having dick riders.
They do.
That's what I'm
saying. Genuine dick eaters. Yep.
That's why I was like, okay, I was like, AI, propaganda, dick eater.
Yeah.
Genuine, like, C-suite dick eater. Like, yo, I love working for you.
You gotta be scared of people like that, bro. People like that, I'm scared of them.
Yeah. For real.
Because those are the motherfuckers who will snitch on you.
Bootleg.
They the ones who structure the company parties and make it mandatory for you to go.
Yep.
And they don't have a life outside of it.
Yeah. No. And they also know where you live, bro.
Yeah.
Because they bring your packages to your door, bro. The Uber Eats. I stopped answering the door to Uber Eats when the motherfucker knew who I was.
Yeah,
bro.
That's it. Now it's just leaving at the door.
I was like, nah. He was like, yo, I fuck with your podcast. I was like, you know where I live. You have to die now.
Yeah. Which delivery company do you think has the biggest dick riders?
Oh man.
I mean, I would probably say UPS because they got that little pay bump, and them niggas started feeling themselves, boy.
Yeah.
Because we hip hop kids. Mm-hmm. Going back from, don't be mad, UPS is hiring. They used to be like, yo, slanders,
mm-hmm.
Supreme slander. Yo, you nigga, you in a brown suit, you bum. You look like a big dookie. You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you one thing. All UPS drivers be handsome as hell.
That's what I'm saying.
Handsome.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think that's what it is. Like, they got money.
They got the best drip, though.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hold it.
I think it's because they get paid the best, too.
That's what it is. They get paid the best. They got the best drip. They probably got, like, good benefits and shit. So they, like, they happy. They're like, yo, you know, and then the CEO's like, you guys are my favorite employees.
Yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, your Amazon driver pulls up in a decrepit chariot and he fucking,
yo!
And he delivers your package like this.
Yo, son. I've never seen, yo, dog. If that,
oh my God.
If that, bro, yeah. It'd be a nigga in a Honda Civic with a vest on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The only the only thing that signifies I'm an Amazon driver is the fucking vest.
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
know what I fuck with about Amazon drivers? Whenever I'm outside, like I'll usually be smoking a little joint. Whenever it's an Amazon driver, they always be like, "Yo, you smoking some good shit." And I know for a fact, if I was to be like, "Yo, you wanna hit?" They'll be like, "All right, I got
yeah. Hey, hold on, you got a ring camera?"
Yeah, they don't. even stop. They just speed past you, but you know it's an Amazon delivery if you hear YB from a distance.
Yeah!
If you hear NBA YoungBoy from a distance, you gotta stand outside like with a catcher's mitt like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah. Do y'all call me baby boo?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yo, but speaking of Christmas, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh man, to me, it's always been Home Alone, bro. Cause I
first
like,
one, all,
yeah. Cause like the Home Alone, the first one. Cause the New York one, I was like, that shit's like, yo, yeah.
Watch your mouth when you talk to me.
Yo, but you know what it is? If as a young thespian, as a young, you know what I'm saying? Like I knew at that one, cause when Home Alone came out, I was like a little kid. But I knew, even as a little kid, I knew like one day you're gonna be a star. So you gotta understand how film works. So I was watching it with a very critical eye. Wow, 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 that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Things booing me because I was, wow.
You why are you booing me? I'm right.
You gonna boo black man with confidence? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, that's anti-black. Anyway. Nah, I want, because you know, like the Christmas movies, like Miracle on 34th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Like all that shit is like, I'm like,
whack.
This shit is whack. This shit is whack.
You don't fuck with It's a Wonderful Life?
Whack.
It's a Wonderful, nah.
Garbage.
Yeah, like
that
the
shit
Ghost
does not,
of Christmas Past.
That shit does not appeal to my sensibilities as a Bronx man who grew up in apartments running around in projects on 165 and Park Ave, bro. Let's get into it. All the fucking, oh, it's a classic. Nah, those are white classics, bro. I don't give a
but
fuck.
It's a Wonderful Life is about a dude who's about to go broke because he loses everything and is about to crash out and jump off a bridge.
All right, well, welcome to the fucking party, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome to
New
York,
motherfucker. You're not special, gang. You're not special.
Yo, in New York, you do this shit in New York, he's my guy. Jump, nigga.
Yeah.
Do this shit after six, pussy.
Yeah, you holding up the deep. Yo, oh my God, bro.
Get off the train so I can fuck you up.
Yeah.
Get off the tracks. Come up here. I'm gonna fuck you up.
You just see somebody spit at the nigga from off camera and just a loogie hit the nigga in the face?
Yeah.
That would have been a real different movie, bro.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Nah, man. Them shits is. Listen.
Yeah.
That I like that shit never hit for me, bro.
No.
It especially never hit for me because my birthday is the 26th.
Oh. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. 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 I've been
that's a combo present.
Yeah, exactly. The first person to steal my thunder. Jesus.
Jesucristo.
That's really fucked up because the December 26th to December 30th, it feel like it don't exist.
Yeah.
It's like February 29th.
Yeah.
Like you just in limbo. You just waiting for shit to happen.
What is this?
Yeah, yeah. And if you follow both testaments as historical texts as opposed to esoteric guides, Jesus was technically born sometime around the summer. In that region, they just switched his birthday to spite me.
That's
specifically.
Right. That's right. That's the conspiracy.
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
they're like, yo, we gotta dismantle this victory light thing. It's becoming too powerful.
Mm-hmm.
How do we do that? Piece by piece.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's been a long game.
Yeah.
Because they knew I was going to be a star since I watched Home Alone.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm trying to say.
What was real and what was fake, right?
Yeah. But what's your favorite Christmas movie if you have one?
Paid in Full. But after that one,
yep.
It's Home Alone 2.
Nice.
The second one is my favorite. The first one, classic.
Yo.
But the second one to me is just so beautiful.
Yeah.
Yo,
because Donald Trump is in
you fuck,
what?
You fuck. That's the worst part about the shit.
Yeah.
I'll be trying to skip. Well, there's some versions that take him out, so that's the one I'll be trying to watch.
Yeah.
Yo, what version is that? I'm trying to find out.
It's like one scene, so it's not that hard. You could do that shit yourself.
Right.
Just go 1, 2, 3 movies, download high quality off the incognito browser, make sure your VPN is on. You good. You just edit that shit out. Right. Open Final Cut, you got it.
Yeah, you could even watch the regular shit and just hit the 30-second skip.
Yeah, that's it.
And you just skip his whole shit.
Just hit K on the keyboard on YouTube 3 times and you're good.
You're good, bro.
My favorite Christmas movie is Die Hard. No, it's not. No, it's Nosferatu.
Oh shit.
Wait, is that a Christmas movie?
Yeah, Christmas. The newer one. The one from 2024.
I don't know why I thought that was like a horror Halloween movie.
It dropped Christmas Day last year, and it is Christmas in the movie.
Oh shit! Yeah. Okay, I don't know now because I remember the old one because I'm old, and like
not that old, motherfucker. Goddamn! Yeah, is it something you're not selling us, bro?
Yeah, I'm 87.
Yeah.
Hold on to that. Hold on to that thought.
Yeah.
There's something he's not telling us.
Oh shit!
But I'll leave that for my conspiracy.
Yeah.
Oh my god! No, listen. I didn't even know it was Christmas time in that movie. Like,
It dropped Christmas Day last year.
Shit. Yeah. Okay. So listen, I think Home Alone 2 I fuck with. Nosferatu is lit. The first Home Alone is my favorite just because like I was like, yo, this would be lit if it happened to me. Like I was in it, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm just like, yo, like not that I like my family. Like I love them. They're great. You know what I'm saying? But like as a kid, like yo. And that house too. That was the other thing. I was just like, "Yo, this is a mansion."
Yeah.
Like if you, because they showed the house like from, like that like establishing shot of the house where it's just like, "Yo, bam!" from the street. And I was like,
"I visited that house by the way." When I went to Chicago. Yeah.
Oh, fire.
Me, my siblings.
Right, to Chicago. Yeah.
We did a siblings trip to Chicago, and we went to the house. Very beautiful house, by the way.
And it's bad big, right?
Bigger than the White House. The White House looked like a fucking toy when I saw that shit.
Yo. So I'm like, "Yo, damn!" I'm like, "Niggas, that's how niggas live." I was like, that's like regular working class America? Mm-hmm.
They had like 10 kids.
Yeah.
They have mad kids.
So there's like a conspiracy that the dad was laundering money. Like he was like washing money. He was a fucking scammer.
You sure he wasn't just Dominican?
You could.
I was going to say Italian. Hey. Same thing.
Yeah. Same shit. You know what I'm saying? They got secret families.
Yeah.
I'm sure y'all seen that little viral clip that's going around saying that the guy that did Frosty the Snowman had 3 secret families.
I did not.
What?
Yeah.
That's one thing y'all both haven't got.
The guy that voiced Frosty the Snowman in all like the classic Frosty the Snowman cartoons.
Yeah.
Like the ones that they play. Like, you know when they roll the big bag TV into your classroom?
Yeah.
And they play Frosty the Snowman? That guy had 3 secret families.
That's amazing.
That's crazy.
We love a good piece of lore.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo. Also, this is how you know we in like spiral late stage capitalism. Because I'm like, yo, bro, nigga, 3 families? And you supporting all of them? Just doing voiceover work?
Yeah.
You got one job. You Frosty the Snowman, bro. And you got 3 families?
He got 90% pub, bro.
Come on. That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. He must have got the Bad Bunny deal.
He got the Bad Bunny deal. I'm like, nigga, for me to do that now, I got to be Mickey Mouse, Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah.
Beyonce, fucking Shady Sharp.
You got to bring a different spin on it. You got to do Mickey Drill, bro. Yeah. You got to do Mickey Mouse Drill.
We going to spin the block?
Yeah.
Don't ever do that again. Don't ever do that again.
Why not?
Oh, no.
Don't run. Don't trip. If I see you up, I know what to do.
We can do a shiny K dance.
Yo, stop.
Oh my god,
insane.
You guys see that Disney sold a bunch of its characters to OpenAI?
Yes, bro, that was nasty.
Let me get the facts straight.
But. Wow.
Yeah. So they basically like gave them. I think it's like a license. Like, yo, y'all could go ahead and use these.
Disney invested $1 billion in OpenAI.
So you about to see Mickey Mouse doing some shit that you ain't never seen before.
Yeah, I'm getting a sanitation job today.
Today,
right?
This media shit is cooked.
Yo, listen, You are looking at
the last bastion.
The last bastion, also the first bastion to cross over and become an electrician, a plumber, and an HVAC technician while doing a podcast.
Yeah. You think I'm bullshitting, bro? I'm finna be the rawest rapping garbage man of all time. Starting salary $130, bro.
Yo, you'll be throwing shit to the truck like, yo, and yo.
That's it, bro. You know what I'm saying? I gotta compete with OT Mexico two times, bro. I can't do that. I cannot compete with these fabricated characters.
Yo, this shit is nuts. Oh my God.
You know what's crazy about fucking Christmas, bro? When I didn't realize motherfuckers celebrated on the 25th until I was like 16.
Oh yeah.
Until I started to meet different people, I was like, oh yeah, don't all celebrate on Christmas Eve.
On Noche Buena?
Yeah.
Yo, that's the other thing. It's hard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To be in...
This motherfucker be laughing by himself. Can we get what?
It's hard to be in an interracial relationship.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. Wait, interfaith as well.
So what happens in your house?
Because white people... You know how white people do Christmas, man?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know.
It's very stereotypical.
Yeah, boiled chicken, you know all what I'm saying? That.
Boiled chicken. We up at 5 a.m. Kids are running down the stairs, 4:45 in the morning. That does not compute with Noche Buena, bro.
Yeah.
Noche Buena is a turn up. We drinking fucking coquito. We eating pernil, bro. We getting gout.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
We getting gangrene in this motherfucker,
bro. You feel me, bro? Like, we getting septic.
We losing toes, bro.
All that, bro. Like,
and Big Mama, your arm.
Your arm.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? But then it's like, fam, the next day... Who's getting up in the single digit hour of the day? I'm telling you,
bro. So what happens in your crib? Because growing up for us, it was Christmas Eve at the crib, and then at midnight we would go to church because Dominicans are fake religious like that. They'll get mad fucked up, smoke a million cigars, they'll get faded, and then Christmas Day they're like, no,
fuck this side bitch. Un día de Jesús no se
juega con un día de Jesús.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna translate it.
Oh no, they get it. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's because for Dominicans, there's still a religious aspect.
Mm-hmm.
But like Christmas has transcended religion for the most part.
Bro, this shit is
they
just...
do Christmas in Japan and shit.
Yeah. Like,
they celebrate Christmas. Well, nah, never mind. My bad.
Oh, yeah. We know they have a blue and white tree and all that. Yes. Exactly.
A blue and white Christmas tree.
A real shout out.
Every year, it's the same shit happens to me. B. The same shit. I go to Noche Buena. We do the Noche Buena shit. You know what I'm saying? We turn up. We eat the pernil. We eat the fucking moro. You know, I binge eat. I drink like more than usual.
You cry in the wine cellar for like 5 minutes.
Just a quick cry.
Yeah.
Like gather myself, go back upstairs. You know what I'm saying? Heather's drunk. You know what I'm saying? Like emotional. Like, yo, crying over, yo, that coffee spilled. How could you do that? Like, it's a holiday.
He sounds like an overwhelmed mom. You should do a better job.
Listen. Wow, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying? This has been Victory Life Therapy 101.
Yeah, yeah.
With Dr. Los Melotis. Yo, but it's like the fucked up shit is that I want to be like up and like Adam. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, let's go.
Christmas dad morning vibe.
Yeah, like, y'all want to be out there making pancakes and shit for y'all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Putting the batteries and everything, you know? But then I'm like, yo, fam, I'm fucked up.
Right. Well, what if you smoked one blunt instead of 14? The night before.
Then it would be like Noche Regular.
Right, Noche Buena. I agree.
But these
are the costs of a blended family.
Otra noche.
Yeah.
Because Christmas Day for white people is insane.
Bro.
Like, they take that shit very serious.
It is the day.
Crack of dawn, you waking up, the kids, you know, they still sleeping. They got powder on the floor because Santa just pulled up.
Yo, the cookies.
The cookies are half bitten and shit. The milk is spilled. Sloppy motherfuckers.
All that. And let me tell you something else. The crazy shit about it is it's like the night before, right? Because it's like Noche Buena, bro. But like, yo, Heather, shout out to you, bro, because you be doing the most, you know what I'm saying, in a good way.
Right.
Like, Liz is right here. She's going to push me on Facebook and say something out of pocket. You're great. You're doing a good job. Bitch, you're doing a good job. You're doing a good job. All that. She does like a, she pre-does like a French toast. Mm. With like that hard French bread, like the baguette.
Yeah.
It's mad dry, it's mad nasty and stale. But, what, nigga, I said baguette wrong?
Hassan said challah, but I'm not, we're not doing that.
Oh! Oh my God.
It do be challah bread sometimes though. But the thing is, this so, yo, and if you're listening, try this recipe. Why not? It's like you get like a French bread, right? Mm-hmm. You let it sit and get stale a little bit, but you slice it before it gets stale. Then you layer it in a pan, and then you do like a French toast, like with like some like leche condensada and shit, and like, you know, nutmeg, all the aromatics, whatever you put in French toast, mm-hmm. to your liking, to taste, you know, fidget with the recipe however you wish. Then you put it in like a Pyrex, like the 18, you know what I'm saying, by 9 situation. Damn, I'll turn into Martha Stewart.
Then you let the work dry first. And
yeah,
then
you let the work dry, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Gotta make room in the oven.
You feel me? You pour the liquid over the, like the dry bread, the bread absorbs it, you put it in the fridge overnight, then you bake that bitch for like 40 minutes.
Wow.
I could smell his tip from here.
Kids in NYU. So when do you start selling it to the white kids?
Oh, yeah. Yo, white kids at NYU, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up. Instagram/TheKidMerrill, you know what I'm saying? We got the Google form. Fill out the Google form. Tell me how much French toast you want so I can put my wife to work.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah.
What,
I mean, like, you know, when you, doing things that she enjoys doing, like making.
Why would he say that?
Right. Especially during this time. She probably doing that shit right now as we film it.
Yeah. It's a hoe. She probably is, man. She's probably rapping presents right now. Shout out to you.
Oh, fuck. Dude.
What happened?
Oh, my God, bro. Nah. I wasn't kidding. It wasn't a bit. I have not gotten anything.
You'll be good.
Yeah, you'll be fine, bro. Also, I think you're going to be
here. Hey, guess what? Me neither.
Oh, shit. I know that's right. We don't give a fuck about these kids.
Fuck these old niggas. Get you a gift card, bitch.
See, this is why we need to bring the fucking guillotines back, bro.
Oh, shit. Yo.
Siang, siang.
Yo. Hold on. No, I was actually like, this shit is like fucking raising my blood pressure. Yeah, I actually do have to go get these gifts,
man,
bro.
Man, go get listen, some kids for them bitch ass girls, bro.
Before they put me through the guillotine, like, I'm good. I'm out of here. Oh, why are you pulling
this? This motherfucker's a good father.
I'm fulfilling my destiny, my duty.
He's a good dad.
Man.
Yo, Radio Mike, ladies and gentlemen. Headed to Burlington Go Factory.
He running like a frog on drugs, bro.
Oh my God.
Now, but speaking of the pressures of gifts, I want to talk a little bit about the holiday blues, like,
because
shit be going on and people be taking it way too rough on themselves during the holiday season, especially because it's family oriented. So some people, you don't get to see your peoples as much as you want. Maybe they moved away, maybe people have passed away. Yeah. Maybe shit is different. Maybe you're staying away for toxicity reasons because they be wilding. People be going through it financially, like, people, there's just a lot going on. So, bro, just take it easy. If you already take care of your family and you do what you need to do throughout the year, don't stress yourself out so fucking much just for a holiday season. Yeah, you want to give your kids something, but no te mate tampoco. If you provide and you are a good person and you are a wonderful person to be around for your fucking family and all that shit, don't let the jitters and then looking at everybody else and all these other things going on,
keeping up with the Joneses,
don't let it drive you fucking crazy.
That's true, because it's like, you know, keeping up with the Joneses and shit, that should fuck you up. And shout out to my man Premium Pete, who always says presents over presents. You know what I'm saying? Like, which is a bar, you know, because it's like, man, like, my kids would rather have me around than be like, yo, my pops got me a PlayStation again. Mm-hmm.
They definitely gonna fuck with the PlayStation though.
No. I was about to be like, damn, nigga, you lying right now. You lying to the public.
Think about when you got older, what was like really fucking important. For me, I remember my favorite gift was the biggest Barbie dream house that I got. Like, that shit was monumental. That shit had a fucking elevator, bitch.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? My bitch was going up to the second floor. What are you talking about? I wasn't no basement Barbie bitch, bro.
A two-story building with an elevator is crazy work.
And I was stunned. I could still see it. Pink and purple, beautiful. But to me, what I think about my, like, coolest childhood memories, it was like, pops in the driving seat having a good time, playing music, like, you know, telling jokes and shit like that. It's like, your kids know when you stressed out.
Yeah.
They can sense that shit. They're just dogs. So it's like, sometimes you just gotta be like, yo, fuck what the fuck.
Yo, Liz, this is just like dogs. It's crazy. It's crazy.
My bad. I don't got kids, but I got a little dog nephew. All right.
My son. I mean, if I come home and my son is licking his dick, bro, we gonna have a problem.
You just don't see it. That's all. All right, because he got a door. That's all.
Yo. Oh my God.
I don't like when people stress themselves out so much, especially during holiday season. It's like, oh no. Wait, I had another point. I'm so sorry. Shout out to Eden, because he gonna have to edit the fuck out of this one. my other point, my other point about holiday season and holiday blues is that last year I was going through so fucking much, right? I had just lost Pops. Christmas Day is also my grandfather's birthday, so that's been our celebration every single year. That's what we look forward to. But I remember writing a poem on Christmas. It was the day before Christmas Eve, and I was talking about how sad I was, and the people downstairs were blasting Christmas music, and they were singing, and you could hear them dancing. Mind you, they be beating the shit out of each other, but
they came together.
This day, you heard them singing and just dancing, and I thought, yo, that's so beautiful. And I was thinking, like, if happiness is not happening to you right now, it can be next year. You know what I mean? Or even if you have it, you having a rough year, try to think about the years that you had a really good time. Yep. And know that happiness and pain leaves and goes. Like, it comes and goes. So just try to remember, bro, life is tamaki. All right? So even if shit is fucked up right now, it's not going to be like that forever. And if you're having a wonderful time right now, dale gracias a Dios.
Yeah.
And know that, indulge. That's why I told you, indulge in your family and the beautiful that you, the beautiful things that you have.
Yeah, man. Listen, enjoy what you got. Mm-hmm. Don't try to keep up. I think I'm more of a, yo, let's go do something, as opposed to like, yo, give me something.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather be like, yo, let's all go like on a vacation or some shit like that, or like, it don't gotta be no crazy expensive shit. Like, let's just get out of here. Let's go somewhere warm.
Mm-hmm.
There could be. There could be backcountry white people there. That's fine. South Carolina's chill.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
until 6 p.m.
Until 6 p.m. Until sundown.
Then you take your ass.
Until sundown. Then we got to be back in the condo. Back in the Airbnb.
Yep.
Because we in a sundown town. And niggas got creatively named candies and shit. That have racial slurs on them.
Mm-hmm.
But... but yo, so it's like, you know, Merry Christmas. Right after that comes Happy New Year. So I was thinking, you know, what are some of the things that happen? Is because, yo, 2025 is about to be over. Mm-hmm. 2026 is some shit we got to fix. You know what I'm saying? I didn't rhyme on purpose, but I did. You know what I'm saying? Come on, son. Yo, I'm supposed to get like the let me get a flex bomb for
the
that.
The age is getting to you, too.
That's the bomb in the boom. Yo, y'all killing me.
Oh, man.
Yo, they unking
me out.
We
need more of those inside.
The boo bomb. Yo, but nah, man. Like, yo, I'm at the age where it's just like, yo, I've been telling y'all this for every holiday. I'm like, yo, I just want, like, peace and quiet. You know what I'm saying? And, like, yo, I honestly, the older I get, the more I'm like, yo, yeah, this is the wave. I just want my pops over there drinking, you know what I'm saying, talking about the government. I want my sister over here, you know what I'm saying, arguing with fucking my kids about, you know, appreciating what they got.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what she's there for.
100%. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just grab them by their neck.
Yeah,
like,
she got to do the shit that you can't really do because Heather's there. You feel me? There.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. And then Heather just be like, yo, you listen to your TT.
Mm-hmm. Nah, never mind.
He said, never mind. A dog. And another thing, too, is these kids is fucking spoiled, man. They think because there's Hanukkah going on and there's Christmas going on, I'm like, y'all clearly do not understand Hanukkah because y'all fake Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all are like fucking entry-level Jewish. Like, y'all got the free package. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not paying $5 for premium Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all getting the regular shit. So they don't know none of this Hebrew shit. They don't know how to read none of this shit. They don't know none of that. They think Hanukkah is just 8 days of Christmas. I'm like, you niggas are smoking dick. check. Yeah. If you think I'm getting you a fucking video game for every day of the week for 8 days, suck my whole dick, nigga.
That's crazy. And video games are mad fucking expensive.
They're $80.
For one?
You niggas are tweaking. For
that's
one.
So, bro, don't have children. That's and crazy. Bro,
not only that, they $80 and you could only use it in one PlayStation. I'm like, yo, my nigga, if I buy it, you mean to tell me that for these motherfuckers to play this game together, I gotta buy the same shit three times?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can suck my nuts. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, this America is literally holding on by the thread of motherfuckers who have children.
Yo,
like they,
I'm about to lose my mind.
I think about it. Look, if I had a kid, I would want to buy them all the shit that they wanted. But right now, bro, they want what is it? Robux and shit.
Robux.
You know how many times I put my hands on my cousin for asking me for Robux, bro?
Yo,
you want real money to trade it in for fake money?
For fake money,
so you could get drip on the game and you look like a bum in real life. I should stab. You, bitch.
Immediately. Also, I'm like, yo, fam, you are talking to millennial Dominicans, bro. We grew up watching our parents do the same thing, mm-hmm. but in real life.
Yeah.
They was getting real money, American dollars, mm-hmm. and spending it on fake money, Dominican pesos, to you know what I'm saying? To, like, elevate the situation mm-hmm. over there in El Patio. You know what I'm saying? Back home.
But at least it was for something.
But it was for something. It was real.
Yeah.
The sneakers that you bought, you could actually put them on your feet.
Exactly.
It wasn't fucking Jordans on Spider-Man in Fortnite, and I'm jumping around fucking kicking niggas in the face with Jordan 4.
Somebody got to do a documentary on these kids, right, that are doing this whole Robux shit right now, and I want you to follow them until they become Drake at gambling.
Because yo.
That's what y'all are.
That's a fact.
I'm telling you, that's what they doing. Bro.
Yo, they need that dopamine.
Not only are you going to be so pissed off at yourself when your frontal fucking lobe develops and you're like, yo, I should have been, all of that money, you should have been using it for something else. And then you're gonna be so into the habit of doing dumb shit for bread.
For bread, and then now Klarna owns your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you paying them niggas out forever.
Welcome to America.
For a loaf of bread. Nasty. Nasty. For government cheese. You niggas paying 25% interest. Oof. Couldn't be me. Listen, so 2025, we're going into 26, like I said. There's been some good shit and some whack shit. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So I'm very interested to hear what is who of the many people that have wilded out in 2025, who do you think wilded out the most? You know what I'm saying? And I'm like leaving out the actual dictators.
Yeah, like the dictators, the rapists, abusers, the murderers, yeah. like the really bad people yeah. who are funding wars
yeah. right.
and like killing millions of people.
Because everybody knows who that
yeah.
is. That's an exhaustive list. I'm talking about like
if we just talking about like
you did some goofy shit on the internet.
Yeah, yeah. Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj.
Harajuku Barbie. Nicki the Harajuku Barbie.
Yo, she's wildin'.
She been wildin' though. Anybody who's right. been paying attention to her and her antics for the last few years, it wasn't a surprise that she was up there with Charlie Kirk. Erica Kirk.
Oh! Boom, 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 boom.
That was a little shit, my bad.
Yo.
But it's either Nicki Minaj. I feel like, yeah, I was gonna say Diddy, but Diddy isn't, you know.
He's actually a piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah, like he's an actual terrible person. Nicki's also a terrible person, but she hasn't gone to the extent of like trafficking people.
Yeah.
But her antics and the way that she's been it's on brand.
It's on brand.
It gives me very much religious psychosis, like I've been saying. It's not drugs, bro.
I feel like it's mixed.
It could. I think she's mixing pills. I don't think she's a cokehead. I think she does pills because I'm a Nicki fan, so I listen to her music. And she's been saying pills and potions. That's
pills and potions.
No, that's her drug of choice. She's always said it. She always said, "I don't do coke. If you want to know what I do, listen to my music." She likes pills, and I think it's that mixed with the religious psychosis, mixed with the fact that she hate Jay-Z, she hate Cardi B, so she
Rock
hate
Nation.
She hate Mexicans. She's pro ICE. Yeah, I really do think that this is one of my conspiracies. I think that she hate Cardi so much that she somehow assumed Cardi was Mexican and now she hate all Latin people. She hate Latin people and she hate the Democrats so much. So that's what's like leading her into this Republican phase.
Yo, out of pettiness?
Yeah, she's like, you know what? I'm pro-ICE, even though I'm not a citizen and they gonna get my ass.
That's the shit that fucked me up. I'm like, bitch, they're gonna snatch you up while you eating doubles. Mm-hmm. on fucking in Pelham Park. Like, yo, you fucking, you know, yo, oh my God. That shit, cause I didn't realize that. Cause I knew, like, yo, she's trendy and this, and she's like got a West Indian background. I thought she was born here, bro. Like, nah.
I'm like, she give very much Caribbean auntie, like terrible vibes, hates women,
very churchy. Yeah, like, very. It's like fake toxic church.
It's not real church. It's
toxic
fake
church.
It's fake Christianity. That's what it is. Because I know real Christians. I have a cousin who's a nun, and she is so God. She is so Christ-like that it reminds me when people be lying to me. Like, y'all be hiding behind that fucking white Christian nationalist, and you confuse that with people who actually follow God. And you could tell in just the way that they speak. Look at what she was talking about on that stage. Oh, if you're a black girl, you should love the way that you look. That doesn't mean that white girls shouldn't. Like, she was peddling so much bullshit that we've heard through this administration, man.
Yo, Christians are getting persecuted.
Yeah. It reminds me of the bitches who was sucking dick in a staircase, and now they want to come and put fucking Corinthians 4:13 in the Bible while telling you that you should kill yourself. It's like, where is God in that, bro? Yo, what are you talking about?
He was doing a bukkake. This bitch was doing a blowbang.
And we don't judge. Go crazy. Don't turn around and all of a sudden...
Yo, that's foul. Everybody that does this is foul. You evil. Like, bitch, you was doing that 2 months ago.
Don't pick and choose what's a sin and what's not a sin. You don't get to be like, oh, you smoke weed. Okay, you had 14 abortions. What are we doing?
You smoke crack. You beat your wife.
Right, exactly.
Nigga, what the fuck? That's not the real conversations that happen with our family. None of them smoke crack. Nobody in Liz's family or my family beat their wife with smoke crack. Just be clear.
And if they do, they doing that shit in secrecy, because I light a motherfucker up. That's the same thing I say about Trump supporters. I don't know no Trump supporters in real life anymore.
You got to rephrase that, Jim.
What?
You say, if niggas is doing crack, you can't light them up. Don't enable them.
I feel like if you smoke crack, I could tell. I could tell. You can't smoke crack and be secretive, bitch. That's on your skin.
I've seen some secretive crackheads, yo.
Can I know?
They secretive.
No, I want to know.
You can't.
Cause that's the thing. You gotta be able to put the traits together. Cause I've seen some motherfuckers look at me and their pupils dilate, and I'm like, yo, did you do to something that I'm not aware of?
What do you want? Mm-hmm. What type of tummy?
And you know what's crazy? I'll ask them. I'll be like, are you high? Because I'm terrible. And you could see them like get scared.
Liz, that's the worst question to ask somebody who's high.
I know.
In that way? Are you high? Yep. You're like, oh, shit.
Why do you smell like burnt plastic?
Yeah. Is that what that smell is?
Yo, nah, I was just trying to make my shoelace was fucked up. So you know how you burn the tip?
That's more crackhead than anything. What the fuck?
They can just go get little laces. They need a dollar at the bodega.
Or just tuck them in. Fuck. Don't do too much.
Yo. Oh my God.
Nah, but I learned that from Andy.
The crackhead shit? Like, no, how to spot a crackhead?
When I first started smoking weed, when I was like 17, we would smoke, and Andy, he would be like, así que yo te quería encontrar. He would act like my dad, and it would literally traumatize me.
Fuck you up. Yeah,
because, yeah, bro, you're smoking weed already as a Dominican. It's like, yo, you're a disgusting whore. You need to be killed.
You're a satanic.
And I'm already hiding it from my parents at that age. And then to come in and to see Andy, and he's talking to me in my father's tone, that's where I learned it. So I'll see people. One time I was in a club and I saw one of my friends and he was acting weird. And I said, what the fuck is that about? Yeah. What's that about?
What's going on?
What's going on there? And he looked at me and he really looked scared. And I was like, te encontré. Yeah, you're high as a motherfucker. And it ain't no weed. Because if it was, you would have pulled me outside with you.
Yes.
And you wouldn't have had that reaction.
No.
I don't care. Don't do drugs around me, because I'm gonna ask questions.
Hell, yo, listen. I've mastered my high. Mm-hmm. So like for me, that would be like an enjoyable experience. I'd be like, yo, yeah, I'm fucked. I just start laughing for no reason. I'm like, yo, fucked up, nigga. Like, how you know? How could you tell though?
I feel like you've been so high for so long
that nobody knows.
Yeah, I don't think you're sober ever.
Nah, it's like being nose blind. You know, when people say like, yo, if you smoke weed, like you don't smoke. I'm sure if I smoke weed in here, you'd be like, No, I don't smoke no weed.
Yeah. Like, I have a half lip joint in my back. Yeah. I know that shit is boofing, bro. And I don't smell it at all. Nobody in here smell it.
I'm like, nah, what joint? What are you talking about? But that's the shit. It's like, you know, you develop that nose blindness to the shit.
I guess. Can you let me know when that happens? Like, is it after the 1,000 blunt?
I think 5 years of consecutively, not even 5 years, 2 years of smoking regularly will eliminate, like, yo, because I remember I had a neighbor come through and they were like, yo, because I was complaining, right? Because I was just like, yo, you know what's fucked up? That alcohol is a drug, and weed is a drug, but if I walk around my house smoking a blunt, niggas look at me like I'm crazy. Mm-hmm. But if Heather's walking around the house drinking a fucking Long Island iced tea, that's perfectly normal.
Well, that's because the iced tea is not souping through your pores. You smoke in front of somebody, they're going to catch secondhand high. And then you got some bitch fucking standing on a couch talking about we on a Titanic. And now you got to take her to the emergency room.
Yo, which by the way, that happened to me. There was like a little pre-holiday party that the niggas had in the neighborhood. So I go there and I'm always a nigga with weed. So I pull up and they're like, oh, yo, you got weed, bro? Yeah, we'll smoke with you. Bro, this man, yo, got so high. This is 2 years in a row now, because this happened last year and I was like, I can't smoke with you no more. And he was just like, no. It was just, I was going through it. Like, I was having a lot of mental, my job was in jeopardy. Like, I had a lot of things. So I was stressed out. You feel me? So I just got a little paranoid and I feel, but it ain't going to happen again. Liz, some motherfucker hit the blunt 4 times. I go inside. He goes inside. He's sitting crisscross applesauce in like the coat room. Like, doing this.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, going back and forth with his shorty rubbing his back like, yo, you're going to be okay. Everything is okay. I'm like, see? Now, that's it. It's not no 3 strikes. 2 strikes. You out. That's it. I'm never lighting you up again, bro.
And that's the fucked up thing. When you smoke with somebody and they start wilding, you feel like it's your fault.
It's my fault.
Really, motherfucker, you should have never took the blunt.
You should have
never. This is why I don't smoke with nobody.
You can't, if you know you can't hang, bro, mm-hmm. If I told you this shit is called toad venom and you were like, whoa, don't smoke this shit.
Mm-hmm. Like, and if you're not a smoker, why the fuck are you taking 17 pulls?
That part. And also, let me tell y'all something. We smokers over here, okay? We veterans. All you little niggas, yo, I'm going to hit the pendulum twice. That's not smoking a backwood to the grill, bro. That's not smoking a 3 gram backwood to the face. It's different, okay? So listen, that's a very important thing for the holidays too, because I know y'all get together.
Start wilding. If you ever in that predicament, grab yourself some cold ass coconut water. If you ever too fucked up and you like, ay, yo estoy perdiendo el conocimiento, like I'm losing my mind. Yeah. Well, you know, some people, they be drinking and then they mix it with some liquor and you feel like, yo,
I need air.
Go to your local bodega or talk to somebody that you love and say, yo, I need a coconut water right now. And that shit will sober you up. So
coconut water and fresh air, bro. That shit will be like, pow, especially now in wintertime.
Yeah.
If you in a heated, and you outside that cold air hit you, like, woo!
That's why some people, this shit don't hit you until you leave the party. You be in that bitch drinking and smoking the whole night. The second you step out, that's when you're like, oh,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. I went to a Christmas Eve party one time. The whole crib was mad hot. I got mad drunk. Like, yo, I got to throw up drunk. And I was just like, damn, but I'm not going to throw up. Yo, I'm going to hold it down. Whatever. I go outside. I was like, yo, I got half a blunt. I was like, I'm going to just smoke this shit. It's going to calm my stomach down.
Oh, yeah?
Yo.
Smart.
Yeah.
Real smart idea.
Yo, let's add that blunt twice. I was like, I think I threw my kidneys up. That shit was nasty, bro. In front of mad niggas, in front of the party. This was Club Spirit when Club Spirit was a thing. In front of everybody, bro. And niggas was like, thank God, I wasn't lit. Because niggas would be like, yo, Meryl, this nigga Meryl can't hold this nigga, yo.
Right. I'd be there.
Look at this bitch ass nigga. Danny Yankee was performing, bro. It was a good night.
You know what I'm saying? Wow, nice.
But then,
you got him before the religious psychosis. No, my bad, Daddy Yankee.
Niggas will do the religious psychosis because they trying to protect the bag. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, homie, I see you.
Yeah.
You pray to Jesus, like, yo, Jesus, protect them. Please protect my checkbook. Like, all right, nigga, relax. So, 2026, we're going to give the gang a little best of, like, you know, some of your favorites, some of my favorites, you know what I'm saying, for the year of 2025. I made sure, like, okay, this is 2025, because I'm so washed. I put My song of 2025, guess what I put it? You're never going to guess it. But where? I'll give you like one guess.
What?
Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso.
That's 2024?
That was 24. So wow. Then I went back and I was like, damn, bro. I was like, this ain't even, you know what I'm saying? Because that shit carried into 25, I feel mm-hmm. like.
I feel like it just got popular, though. You so maybe.
So this award should go to a song that no matter what's going on, not necessarily like your favorite song, but like a song that's like no matter what's going on, you're going to enjoy it. Or at the very least, tolerate it. Like if you catch a flat tire and the song is on the radio, you don't turn the radio off. Let me hear
you. My 2025 song of the year is going to be Snow the Product, No Traigo Nada, which translates to I Don't Bring Anything. And it's a beautiful, gorgeous song about immigrants and what they sacrifice to come to this country. And just like the what we go through as like first generation Americans, trying to balance and then loving the people that sacrificed so much to get here.
See, I had this conversation with my sister recently, because she was like saying her favorite songs, this, that, the third, whatever, and it was very different from mine. Even though we grew up, we're literally 11 months apart, we listen to the same shit, like mostly. But her shit is like, yo, lyrics. And I'm like, yo, what does this shit sound like when it's coming out the speaker?
Yeah.
That's the most important part for me, which is why my song was that stupid Kid Cudi song, that Maui Wowie, that Maui Wowie.
That's a fucking banger, bro.
It's a banger. It sounds like old Kanye, mm-hmm. kind of like old Kanye.
The 808s
like,
and Heartbreak Kanye.
Yeah, like 808, like old, like I haven't lost my mind completely yet. I'm not like crazy. And then also like a little bit of like that Snoop, Pharrell when they was working together, mm-hmm. like beautiful, like just like a vibe.
I thought the song had to come out in 2025 though.
It did.
Really? Isn't that song? Didn't that come out with Pursuit of Happiness 12 fucking years ago?
Did it?
It's the 2 years of smoking weed, Meryl, that we just spoke about.
Holy shit!
That song is at least 14 years old.
Oh shit, bro!
Wow!
Wow!
Wow! But that's okay. Damn. What you could do?
Wow!
A really good Kid Cudi song that I was just listening to when I was coming up is Kid Cudi by featuring Andre 3000 called By Design.
By Design?
By Design.
I got two other joints on here too that definitely came out in 2025.
Okay, let's hear it.
The other one.
Is it Warning by Biggie Smalls?
No. Yo, you fucking bitch. He's like, it's Beethoven's Fifth Sonata. The Fred Flintstone Yabba Dabba Doo song. Nah, it was, because this is so 2025 in a nutshell. So it was, Fred Again and Skepta and Plaque Boy Max, and the song is called Victory Lap 5.
Okay.
And the reason why I chose that song is because number one, it's a banger. Number two, they literally made it on Plaque Boy Max's stream. And I'm like, yo, if there's anything that's more 2025 than that, yeah, I don't know what the fuck it is. Bringing a producer into somebody's stream, bringing a rapper into somebody's stream, and I'm making a song right mm-hmm. then and there.
That's actually really fucking dope.
Like live, yeah. I was like, damn, this is kind of fire. Live in the studio, and then it comes out and it's on somebody's album. Mm-hmm. It's a real record. It's not just like, yo, we just fucking around.
Nah, I fuck with that a lot, bro. Because you know think about the kids watching that stream that want to do music, or they fuck with doing with producing. It's just like now you get to see it in real time,
and homie's really fucking with the knobs. Mm-hmm. And he's telling you like, I'm gonna move this over here. I'm gonna chop this sample here. I like how this sounds. I'm gonna loop this.
So it's like that. We need more shit like that in a streamer world.
Educational shit. You know what I mean? It's like Ryan Coogler. But like, you know, on Zans.
I feel like if we gave Rainey, if he hadn't had to go tend to them bitch ass kids, he would choose the Charlie Kirk song. That would be his song of the year for sure.
Yo, that shit is so goofy. It is so goofy, and it's also always accompanied by AI like videos, AI.
Mm-hmm.
Which is. Don't even get me started on that. The other song that is a contender for me of song of the year is Dark Thoughts by Lil Tecca. You know what I'm saying? Because my kids ran that shit into the fucking ground.
That's what the kids is listening to.
Yo, they ran that. Like, that shit probably got, like, 5 plays on my Spotify.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? The youth them. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yo, they ran that shit into the fucking ground. I learned that shit by osmosis. Like, they play that shit in the shower, when they getting ready to go to school. Like my daughter don't listen to music in the shower. She's just in there, like, she's in jail. Like, she's in there just, like, yo, scrub up, nigga.
She probably thinking about mad shit.
Probably. You know what I'm saying? She's like, yo, she's like, these dumb motherfuckers listen to this dumb shit. Like, I got shit to, I'm trying to plan ahead type shit.
Yeah, maybe.
She's smart. You know what I'm saying? She's smart. She's smarter than these dumb motherfuckers. I'll tell you that much. Shit.
I like that.
You know? So, all right, bet. So, best meme to me, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm old. So, to me, a meme is like a photo.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it does, it don't gotta be that. It mm-hmm. could be a lot of different shit.
Yeah.
What?
Cause I have two that are in my head, but they're both really bad.
You know? Alright, so I'm gonna say my first and you can say the bad ones. Cause to me, it was the 100 men versus one gorilla. That was the 100 men versus one gorilla to me was the meme of the year because niggas was talking about that shit for almost a month,
mm-hmm.
which in internet time, that's like 60 years of internet time.
That's a fact.
I thought that shit was going to keep going on forever, like the $200 dates, 50-50, gay son, thot daughter. Yeah. Like, I thought it was going to go into that echelon of memes.
They started with the discussion first and it hit every single social network platform. It hit TikTok, it hit Twitter, it hit IG, eventually it hit Facebook 6 years later. Then I just seen an AI edit of a dude trying to fight 100 gorillas. Yo, they still trying this shit. Like, they still talking about this.
They still doing this shit. All right. Because it was that. It was either that or the whoop dee doo.
Oh,
yeah. Whoop dee doo, nigga.
Damn, them leaked phone calls, they didn't last too long, but that was such a good moment. That was such a good moment. All right, so my...
Oh, baby.
My meme... Damn.
Speak freely, sis. This is a safe space. This is your space.
All right, so one of... You said meme, so I took it literal. And one of my favorite memes is the gooner who got caught in the drive-thru.
Oh! Shit.
Who like but I like it in Rewind because they put it in Rewind where instead of him driving off he's like driving backwards and then smiling. That's one of my favorites.
He's driving back, he's like, yo, my bad, like he pulls his pants up and he smiles. Yo,
that's one of my favorites.
Yo, the reverse goon.
Yeah. And then also, this hasn't been a real topic online, but in my own home, I've been talking about the I could write like a fucking dissertation on how Erica Kirk is just like Diddy in a different way.
Yo,
after watching that Diddy documentary, I'm telling you,
yo, fam,
a lot of these Erica Kirk allegations remind me of what Diddy was doing back then with Biggie.
Yep.
And seeing him dance around at the fuck in the I'll Be Missing You video.
Yo.
Reminds me of Erica Kirk on these fucking campaigns that she's on.
Yo, Liz.
Mm.
That bitch had pyrotechnics, my nigga.
Bro.
Pyrotechnics. Your man got boomed in the fucking jugular vein 3 hours ago,
mm-hmm.
and now you like, yo, what's good? Nigga, she bitch is hitting the gritty. She coming out with young boys. So I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, and I just seen a clip of her at her baddies reunion with Nicki Minaj. Before she went to this one, she was basically saying like, oh, her iPad had died, so she didn't have her speech. Right? She didn't have her speech in front of her. So she was like, oh, I guess I'll just wing it until, you know, it starts working. And she was like, yeah, you know, like, once Charlie Kirk was assassinated, she used the word once, not when. Just think about the verdict. The verdict. She said, once he was assassinated. It was like, what are you expecting? You was expecting that.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that? Bruce
popped up immediately.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna investigate that going into 2026, y'all.
So we have a conspiracy that we want to come true in 2026. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So my conspiracy is that Meryl's father and Meryl were made in a Dominican lab by Ayatollah and Iran to infiltrate the American government so that we could be leading, starting with being Mamdani's hype man.
Yeah.
So in 2026, we will see Meryl in the government.
Yeah, son.
And we will begin our Dominican takeover.
Yo, I'm the supreme leader. Yo, son, that's crazy. Yo, but shit, now I'm gonna do everything to make that happen. yo, my boss is like, coño, espérate, how she find out?
How she know about that? Earlier you said, oh, I like to see my dad in the corner talking about politics. I said, I'm sure you do.
I'm sure you do.
In my head, I was like, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. I remember earlier, Rady said something was off about you.
Oh, shit.
I'm putting two and two together.
Oh, shit. Damn. Okay.
All right. And low key, men might be AI. Men might be men might be a robot and just making sure we stay on track.
Yo, fam, yo, he do know everything.
Right.
That's the shit that be scary. Like, you actually.
I know everything, but ChatGPT doesn't, so.
So he's
who did it first?
I'm telling you, bro.
Was it the chicken or the egg? You know what I'm saying?
It was men, bro. He was the first test.
Men Altman. You know what I'm saying? He's running things out here.
In the beginning, there was nothing, and then there was me, and then I said, God, all right, take care of this.
He
threw it all past the god. Like, yo, hold me down.
You can take it from me. Hold
me down, little homie.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
God needed a lick, so I was like, all right, you know what? You got this one. I've done enough.
Okay, so here's okay.
Oh my God,
this is not a conspiracy. This is just a question, because I want to ask you, like, you know, favorite movies of the year, shit. But fuck all that, man. We don't want to do all that.
Are you done with conspiracy?
No.
Okay.
So, so the last thing I have is the best like movie, TV show of the year, whatever. But I want to get into, I have a question. It's like an ethical kind of like different like type of situation.
Okay.
So like I said, you know, 2025 is over. What do we got to fix for 2026? You talked a little bit about that.
Oh no!
I want a robot. My nigga, I want a robot that will like do chores and like clean your house and like do the laundry and do like all the like the menial tasks that you'd be doing around your crib so that nobody else in the crib has to do it, right? But like, you know, I saw like a video of Kyrie Irving like shoving a robot, so I don't know if we're there yet. You know what I'm saying? It might not be 2026, it might be a few years in the future. But the ethical question is, I don't know who said this, but somebody was just like, oh, so you okay with slavery? And I was like, whoa, hold on. This is a robot.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a real person. So, like, where are you at with this? Like, would you have, like, 2-3 robots? Just like, yo, I got a robot nigga that does my laundry. I got a robot that, like, cleans my shit.
I'm Dominican. We do our clothes. We wash our shit in the shower. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about us. I would not do it because it's just like, first of all, I don't want nobody in my house. And a robot is just in that bitch. It's already a figure. And it's, you know, it's listening to you. You know, it's watching.
Oh, yeah.
You know that you a fucking case study for it. What happened if one day it learned how to pick up a knife? Stab you in the heart. Now what? You got this bitch. You done paid a few bands to get this bitch to fold laundry. Now it's fucking your wife. What happened? Because that's what it is. All I'm saying is all this shit is meant to eventually replace us. So once the robot know how to generate money, you're out.
It's quiet.
You're out of here. He's gonna give your kids all the Robux that they want.
Crazy. Yo, so you mean to tell me, so like, hypothetically speaking, we're married.
Mm-hmm.
I get a robot. Robot is outperforming me in the bedroom. He gets a job. I'm gendering a robot. It gets a job. So you mean to tell me, like, yo, we got kids and shit. You're like, yo, all right, listen, man. Meryl's cool, but fucking Voltron 2008 point.
He don't piss in the sink.
Yo.
So that might be like a little benefit, yo. You know? He don't piss in the sink. He not trying to smoke in front of you or the kids. I don't know, Vero.
Yo. Oh my God. I gotta erase all this now. I can't get a robot. I can't.
You can do whatever the fuck you want. You're a grown ass man.
Nah.
But
that's just gonna end up piping my shorty.
Shit. That's always an option any time. But a robot would just mean there's no emotional attachment to that. She just fucking metal.
That part. So mm-hmm. then see, I'm emotional.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the emotional part. You feel me? So it's like, you would a fucking robot. Like, if a robot was just like Diesel robot, like, think of the sexiest man, like the idea, your ideal man, you know what I'm saying? If that was a robot, you know what I'm saying? Like, would you be like, all right, man, fuck it. I'm gonna lay up with this robot because he looked like Michael B. Jordan or whoever you think is sexy or like attractive man, you know, that you would like have a connection with. And they got the software too.
What software?
Like the personality of that person.
Of Michael B. Jordan?
Of whoever you think is
what
like,
character?
Damn.
Sinners?
Fruitvale Station.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's sad though.
See? But he got that same mentality like, yo, I'm coming up.
Do he piss in a sink?
He do, but it's not piss. It's just like
electricity,
water. Like, you know,
nah,
how, like,
bro. Honestly, I'd rather just live by myself. I'd rather live by myself. I don't want. I'm all right with washing my dishes, bro. The real reason you want that fucking robot to help you clean is because there's mad bitches. I don't mean to call you. Why am I calling your family bitches? I'm so sorry. There's mad people.
I do too. It's fine.
There's mad people in your house, so. I'd be in the crib and I'm like, damn, bitch, you couldn't just use that cup. So imagine, I just imagine Heather washing dishes and she go shower, come back to a whole, I would lose my shit.
Disaster.
I would lose my shit.
That happens to me every day. I left the crib today. The Ukrainian cleaning team left the crib today. I'm going to get to the crib tonight and something's going to be out
you
of
you have
way.
A Ukrainian clean team?
Yes, because
there goes your answer. Don't get the robot. Hire teams, because you keep money. you keep money in the world. You pay
Ukrainian
people.
Clean team. Ukrainian. The ones fighting the Russians.
Yeah. The Ukrainians fighting the Russians, mm-hmm. bro. And I've been talking to them with Google Translate. Like, yo, yeah, how's this shit going down? Yeah, your cousin's over there.
So
my whole shit was just like, yo, listen, if I'm gonna hire people to clean, they gotta be white. I can't have people that look like me toiling around my house. Like, just, like, bending over and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, doing hard work.
Well, I feel like, I mean, I get the sentiment, but you also putting money in their pockets.
I am, but I'm like, so is everybody else in this neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Nah. Y'all toiling all over this whole
A little extra, and then it's your people. That shit is inspiring. Imagine you have a house cleaner who, she's, like, a Dominican lady, and she's like, oh, shit, mira mero. Yeah, mira la casa de Mero, él está en la televisión. Mira los niños. She taking pictures and shit. She sending it to her kids on WhatsApp. 14 voice
See,
notes.
That's why I'm not gonna do that because then I get a home invasion.
Mind your business.
Fucking, I'm Audi in them.
First of
run
all, they
down
already.
My crib.
If you got white people in your crib, they already got access. You just don't know. All right, Dominicans is just gonna be loud and in your face. All
right, yo, you right because the whole pool crew is Dominicans and they be like,
wow, mira aquí, mira esto,
yo, mi rey, tú eres duro.
Yo, that shit is inspiring, bro.
I'm like, yo, I be feeling mad good about it. That shit is the boost mm-hmm. of all boosts, yo. Yo, shout out to Jose and fucking.
Why his name had to be Jose, bro?
It is. It just is, bro. Ramon, don't be thinking it. Yeah. Okay, so we not. No robots.
No robot.
Don't buy nobody a robot for Christmas.
And if you are going to get a robot, wait at least 7 years, bro. Once they...
get all the glitches out?
Yeah, get all the glitches out. They also doing a lot of weird shit, bro.
Yeah, nah, that's true.
You don't want an extra... You already got 4 kids, bro. It's going to be an extra person in your crib just walking around. And you're going to hear that shit everywhere, too. Yeah. It's like, yeah. No, shut the fuck up.
Yo, nigga, stop making noise.
Like, honestly, I'm going to verbally abuse the robot. That's what you're there for, right?
Yo, that's the other thing too. People are like, yo, the people that talk to these chat bots and shit, like they people, hi, can you please do? I'm like, nigga, mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, read this shit and tell me how much money is in here now,
real fast on ChatGPT, bro. I just want you to know, they're making that shit so easily accessible, and people are using it so much. To do the basic things, right? And now, in 2 years, you're not going to be able to fucking write a sentence without wanting to use ChatGPT. And then guess what? They're going to start charging you for that shit.
Oh, yeah.
And you will pay for it because you're like, how else do I write a fucking grocery list? How else do I figure out what movies I want to watch?
Yo, using ChatGPT to write your... Yo, if you're doing that,
mm-hmm.
just... Let this be your last holidays, okay?
Jesus Christ.
Because, yo, I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
just don't do it, bro.
Damn, I wish Randy was not a responsible father, bro, and he was just like, was here still to give us his.
That would have been fun.
Because I know he got some crazy shit that got to do with like fucking like, I don't know, like magic or urine.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
You're both probably wondering how I've materialized back in my chair after making my escape.
I
couldn't resist, all right? I had to let my conspiracy be known, okay? Mm-hmm. And listen, my conspiracy is, it's a lightning round right here, all right? Min, give me the clock. Let me see if I could do this in under a minute. Okay, the richest people in the world are always doing excavations in Egypt and all that shit, right? And they start in cults and shit, right? Aleister Crowley, who famously founded the Order of the Golden Dawn, had a ton of rich members, right? Long story short, King Solomon, ancient king of Israel, was given mastery over demons by God, okay? And he uses this ring to control them. And he used this ring to control the demons, along with the power he was anointed by God, to help him build the fabled temple of King Solomon, as of yet to be found publicly, which for the most part is described as an actual ring that he wore, kind of like this one, but is more than likely an ancient sigil that he charged with Kabbalistic magic and holy anointment, right? I believe that sometime in the early 1900s, in that archaeological boom where everybody was digging around for shit all over the world, right? The people that would go on to found the biggest tech companies in the world, like Apple, Google, fucking all this shit, right? Microsoft, right? All that stuff, right? The biggest tech companies actually found and harnessed this ring and or sigil, and they harnessed the Ring of Solomon through quantum alchemy and ritual science. Look at the patterns on the chips that power all of our devices. Then, I want you to cross-reference that with all of the sigils listed in the book, The Lesser Key of King Solomon, and tell me them shits don't look eerily similar. And it's an important thing to note that all of the patterns and the edges on all of the microchips that power our devices are intentionally designed, meaning they will not power the devices that way unless every edge and every single line is exactly as is on the microchip itself. So I believe that these devices are powered by literal demonic magic, and there's actual literal demons inside of our phones that are harnessed through these chips. But
he's
yo, bro!
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yo, listen.
That's my conspiracy. That's my time. I don't have a lot of it. Okay. They're gonna come after me now. All right. This is not something that the public is supposed to know. So before I get got through these fucking chalkboards, I'm gonna get the fuck up out of here.
Hey, Dio.
Yo, I guess the hat can't teleport.
Te lo reprendo, Dios.
Yo. Yo. You gotta have hair.
Bald-headed wickedry witchcraft.
You gotta have hair on your head for the hat to teleport with you. Damn. It didn't connect. Damn.
No, what's real true is that the conspiracy hat can't leave this studio.
No, yeah.
It literally will not. It can't leave.
This shit will never come back.
Nope. You leave and the shit will just appear right back
over. What? That shit's like your mom's boyfriend.
It's like the mask. Yeah. You throw it away, it's going to find you.
It's going to find your bitch ass. Y'all listen, and we are going to find y'all bitch asses in 2026. We love y'all, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Rainio Valle. Of course, Lisbel Ortiz, La Mastura, the super bitch of New York City, La Matatana, is in the building. Yo, enjoy yourself. Don't destroy yourself. Have a happy, healthy new year.
Yes.
Happy holidays. Enjoy your family. Enjoy everybody around you, your friends, your neighbors, your community. If you don't got a community, man, start one online. Join a Discord, motherfucker.
Go outside. Say hi to your bodega man.
Straight up.
People be friendlier than you think, bro.
Yeah, 100%. And especially in New York City, because y'all think we all mean, we not. Yeah. We like to yap. So holla at us. You know what I'm saying?
We great storytellers, too.
So that part.
You always going to have a good time.
You feel me? Because as is proof by this podcast, and also if you listen to Fat Joe talk about anything,
right?
You know what I'm saying? It's Victory Light, bitch. Happy holiday,
happy new year,
happy new year. Yeah, let's Bella Ortiz. This is your buddy Kim Ryder, human durag flat baby. That's Min Tran, the freaky man, number one producer in the world. Victor Tutto Benin's in Italia, redacted. Shout out to you, and of course, the sexiest man in the world, the sexiest buns in the world. Hassan Insane.
Happy holidays.
Wow, we love you, bitch.
A Victory Light. A Victory Light.